This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden renewed his commitment Wednesday to send $1,400 checks to millions of adult Americans to boost the country's coronavirus-ravaged economy, but he said he was open to Republican demands to tighten restrictions on who would get the money. In a call to Democratic lawmakers in the House of Representatives and later at a White House meeting with a group of Democratic senators, Biden called for quick passage of his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package that includes the stimulus checks, pushing aside a call by some Republican senators for a more limited $618 billion deal. The Biden measure includes billions for vaccine distribution, other medical equipment to fight the pandemic. His proposal also would hike the national minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $15, which most Republicans oppose. Senate Democrats on Tuesday put Biden's $1.9 trillion package on the track for fast passage, likely with little or no Republican support. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that the United Nations would work to mobilize key international actors to pressure Myanmar to make sure that the country's military coup fails. Myanmar's military, the Tet Mada, seized power Monday, declaring a year-long state of emergency and detaining de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and President Min Aung, among others. The coup took place following days of tension between the military and the ruling National League for Democracy, which won the November elections. The Tet Mada has refused to accept the results, alleging massive election fraud. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Internet providers in Myanmar, including state-owned telecom MPT, were blocking access to Facebook-owned services in the country Thursday, just days after the military coup. Myanmar's Ministry of Communications and Information said Facebook would be blocked until February the 7th for the sake of stability. Authorities say the people behind who are troubling the country's stability are spreading fake news and misinformation and causing misunderstanding among people by using Facebook. A Facebook spokesman said the company is urging authorities to restore connectivity so that millions of people in the country can communicate with their families and friends and access important information. A bipartisan report to Congress said on Wednesday the United States should extend the May 1st deadline for pulling all of its troops from Afghanistan and make force cuts contingent on progress in peace talks. The Afghanistan Study Group also said the United States should not simply hand a victory to the Taliban, reflecting criticism that the Trump administration conceded too much to the insurgents in a bid to end America's longest war. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the Biden administration plans to support the peace process, and he noted that it's assessing the Taliban's commitment to cutting ties to al-Qaeda, lowering violence, and engaging in peace talks. Well, the United Kingdom launched a trial on Thursday to test the effectiveness of mixing two different COVID-19 vaccines. Participants will be given one vaccine dose followed by a second booster shot of a different vaccine. The trial will combine AstraZeneca, Oxford University's vaccine, with the Pfizer-BioNTech one. Scientists will assess the participants' immune response, as well as monitor for any unexpected side effects. About 800 volunteers over the age of 50 are being recruited to take part in the trial, with the results expected in June. AstraZeneca's shot is also being tested in combination with Russia's Sputnik V vaccine. Canada became the first country Wednesday to formally designate Proud Boys a terrorist entity. The nation's public safety ministry said in a statement the group was a neo-fascist organization that played a pivotal role in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol in Washington. The ministry said Canadian officials were already considering the move and that the January 6th insurrection contributed to the decision. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.